Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, we have a couple leftovers in the water. Looks like thigh to waist high, with a couple lucky bigger sets now again from the east-northeast at about 9 seconds. Now, we got this little background bump that's kind of pushing up those bigger sets, and that's kind of being wiped out a little this morning by the high tide. But this afternoon, as low tide rolls in, size should pick up just a little bit. Winds are lighting offshore this morning. They're going to be turning onshore for the afternoon. Normal Florida summer conditions there. Now tomorrow and Thursday, similar conditions to today with a little longer period. And might just be a touch smaller size. And it looks like the wind patterns are going to be same for tomorrow as well. Now looking ahead on Friday, looks like we're going to be down a notch. And it looks like we might get a little bump for the weekend. But that's kind of up in the air right now because we have a couple things going on. In the atmosphere right now, we got a little area of low pressure trying to make its way up into the Gulf, and they're saying that might turn into a little bit of a tropical possibility down there. And then north of us, we have another area that's going to be coming off of the continental U.S. by the Carolinas. That's going to be turning into a potential tropical situation off that coast as well. So we're kind of sandwiched between these two potential tropical areas, so the forecast is changing every couple hours on what it's looking like it's going to do. But it's looking definitely like we should have something for next week, probably midweek, northeast swell again, and it looks like it's going to be pretty good too. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that, and I'll give you an update on Friday, see how much of that changes. So anyway, I'll be back on Friday, let you know what's going on. Until then, be sure to check those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.